Well, I mean, they have to meet the county rules.
They're supposed to. The problem is, and this may tie into you, sir, and I don't know your name. My understanding is there's a bad taste in the mouth already from that development. So it's an uphill battle. Mm-hmm. You guys have some things to overcome to make sure that we still don't have that bad taste in our mouths from the prior development. Is that a fair statement?
I think that's 100% true. Because we have residents there that have been there and will continue to be there when your guys' last check is written as an engineering firm, and those people are still going to be living there. So we want to make sure that we are protecting them in every possible way that we can and looking out for their best interest.
I'm concerned if DNR has been involved already, and you say the previous person on that pond, you was involved in that, and that didn't happen. So the runoff and everything is still going on the neighbors and stuff. I wonder why that wasn't taken care of.
And I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought maybe you might know the answer. When you took over.
Like I said, I wasn't involved, but from my perspective, it was probably mostly due to, you know, the construction happening and then stalling and then not being maintained during the stall. That's usually where you get into issues because, you know, there haven't been buildings built, there haven't been, you know, grass established or whatever, and there's not a contractor on site to maintain the facilities. That's when you can get into trouble. Like I said, that's just kind of my outside perspective, but that would be what I would say is probably the biggest issue. Because when there's a contractor on site, and he is held responsible not only by the state, but also by the owner of making sure that he's remedying those types of things, then those same things tend to not happen because they'll maintain it because they don't want to have the liability of that happening.
There's somebody there to be held accountable.
Right. Yeah.
And prior to this, I guess it was just the DNR going out and checking for erosion control, making sure the sock was in place. There is no retention pond at this time. So that is what has caused a lot of the issue that has happened up to this point.
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming the recourse of that was either a fine or fix it. I don't know what the recourse was of that. I mean, it wasn't take care of the people below you. It was a matter of fix the issue and then... I mean, I've seen the aerial of it, and you can still see it on our beacon with just the erosion sock around it. And I mean, it was pretty minimal measures that was taken prior to this. So,
yeah.
Okay. Is there any further applicant or question?
You say you're not going to come out to be, you've got two entrances off of Buchanan.
Correct. Right.
And
so this.
But it's pretty steep there, so you're going to build a bridge or put in a large something to come up.
Well, so this area is steep coming down to the valley, mm-hmm. right? But there's actually kind of a little bit of a ridge going back this way. And so this is kind of an out parcel. It's owned by the current property, and it's not owned by my client. So their entrances will come off of these. And so they'll be kind of using those flat ridges or flattening it out to create some driveways going through each of these to connect back.
I think she was referencing the drives that was talked about going to Stone. Go back to Beacon, please.
Stone Tree.
Yeah. I think she was talking about, I think she's referencing the drives that you guys talked about going to Stone Tree.
Yeah, so the drive going to Stone Tree has to cross a pretty deep ravine there. And so the layout of that property is so that we can do switchbacks, bring it down and then cross down at the grade and then come back up our own property up here close to Stone Tree. And it'll be specifically kind of limited to not have semi-truck access and really just be for residential vehicles to be able to get through there.
And then over there where Lloyd's and L&J is, Scott, that's considered, would you say that in order to get the approval of the driveway?
Well, I've thumbed through their CCRs, which we have no jurisdiction over.
Right.
But I just went ahead and just looked through them. They've got an architectural committee that reviews driveways, buildings, you know, it's just like any other HOA.
And that would be on top of just the approval from our road, right?
Yes.
That would be on top of our road and bridge administrator approving a driveway as well.
Yes, because that's a road and bridge road, so he'd have to approve a driveway. Correct.
Gotcha. So there's two steps to go through to get a driveway there. It's not just a matter of approval or rezone today gives access to that.
On any of those entrances, of course, the first would come out on Buchanan, and that's the county, and that Buchanan will have to be improved because, as we know, Branson School is all moving there. So Buchanan will have to be improved, but if you come out by the businesses there and you come in and then you have to go, the traffic will have to come down Stone, come down the street, then turn and come back onto the outer road in order to access to get out. Then you're going to turn and come up to 248. Has anyone approached, do you know if the state has been approached on coming off, because it gets pretty congested up there at times anyway, of improving coming into that, or I can see it being bottlenecked pretty bad.
Off of the outer road?
Coming up there, yes.
No, I mean, we haven't talked to the state about that. You know, as we go through the plan review process, if a traffic study is required, it'll come up whether we need to do one on Stone Tree and the outer road, or whether we need to do one on Buchanan. Obviously, our developer will do whatever the traffic study says needs to be done based on what the state and city and county requirements are. But as far as the outer road goes, we typically get involved with MoDOT when it comes to a driveway, and obviously in this case the driveway is off of a county road, not off of MoDOT, so they don't typically make us do any kind of process like that when we're not applying for a permit to connect into their right of way.
Can you go back to the different phases or whatever? Is all of that on, so is phase one all on that one lot, or some of it bleed onto that other lot?
Now the lot
another
line,
parcel, I guess.
Right, the replat lot line is mimics what is going to be the apartment complex. So the apartment complex, which is phase one, will all be on that lot, that tract two.
Tract two. So tract three, that is currently A1, that's being requested to go to R3,
right,
is not necessarily a part of phase one.
Well, it's just the roadway crossing. So it won't have apartments. It won't be used for the density because it's not a part of tract two. So it's just the roadway.
And currently it is zoned as commercial.
Track two is.
Track two.
Okay. Do you have any further questions for the engineer on this?
Scott, as it's zoned right now, what exactly could they do?
Anything under C2, which of course, hotel, motels, neither rental units, like the rental condominium units, just pretty much any commercial use, just not residential. I mean, you can't have single family homes, duplexes, apartments, but pretty much any commercial use that we have available in our C2. I think it's 45 to 50 permitted by right uses.
So can I ask a question then? So with the current zoning that it is, they could build the exact same structures that are proposed and be call them nightly rentals, just not long-term rentals.
They'd have to be nightly rentals.
Right. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the exact same structure could be built on the property.
Yes.
Without rezoning. So if we, regardless of our decision today, if they leave here, they could go start construction on what they are proposing today.
The difference would be permanent residence would be
right.
Traffic.
Well, I mean, if it's nightly rental, that's traffic too. They're in and out two or three times a day going to stuff. So that's where I would say that. And I hate, but it's the truth. It is going to be the same building on there whether we rezone or not moving today. So I just wanted to be clear, because that at the end of the day, it's not really the structure, because they're going to have the density chart that they're able to follow, and it's just going to be a matter of whether it's long-term rental or if it's nightly rental on the property. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
Same construction in Rosen, but still, I say your traffic, your daily traffic would be.
It could be. It could be different. It
because
could vary.
The housing, we as we all know, they need housing for. We need workforce in the county. So you would hope they would be workforce and jobs to go
right.
to work to.
One in, one out a day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we feel like this is a really good use for, you know, an apartment complex or more high density because of the direct connection to the schools. I mean, it's going to allow people to be able to get their kids to school easily, probably without even having to go onto the roadways and add more congestion during school time, at least.
They could also put in a hotel. They could put in. There's a lot of things they could put in that could potentially cause more traffic. So I think your point is they have the ability currently to build on that.
Acres. Anything under RC2 regulations.
Correct. That was the point you were trying to make.
Yes.
But not necessarily to come out to.
That's a completely separate issue.
Stonebridge. Yeah. They can come out to Buchanan.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott. They can build a road through there. They can give themselves private easements. There's probably not a lot. They can say who can use the road or not use the road.
Keep it a private road.
They just keep it a private road, and they can still give a private easement to all of their residents or anybody that they want to allow to shop at their shopping center. I mean, there's not a lot of. Now, what it looks like on the end and how they pull out and those types of things, we can kind of help dictate. But there's not a lot that can be done otherwise.
And one other point to clarify. So our client owns four of those properties on the west side of Stone Tree, and one of them would pretty much be dedicated to this roadway if they're allowed to connect over to Stone Tree. So,
And again, I think the concerns of the citizens in the area and then therefore the commission is making sure the consideration towards the citizens. And I don't know that right or wrong, true or untrue, the belief is they've not been good neighbors. Whether that's true or not,
sure.
That's the perception.
Okay.
And the perception is their reality. So we just got to get through that.
Good. Any further questions for the engineering side on this?
Not right now.
Not right now. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Would the petitioner's legal counsel like to step forward, please? Good morning.
Thank you, commissioners, for letting me have the opportunity to speak with you. Commissioners, my name is Lee Virel, and I'm a lawyer in Springfield. My partner, Glenn Green, was unable to be here this morning. We had forwarded a letter on May the 15th to the commission at commission@paintingcountymo.gov. I was hoping that you would have that. It gives a more fuller explanation from my partner, Mr. Green, particularly with respect to the land disturbance issue. It was as commission.
I do not have that letter.
It's from who?
It's from my partner, Glenn Green, and it was dated May the 15th on Lowther Johnson letterhead. And it had a more fuller explanation, and it had the Palmerton Parish information with respect to the MDNR and the corrective action that was taken, including getting a land disturbance permit from the August of 2022 issue that Commissioner Williams had asked about with respect to the silt in the pond. And my client had engaged Palmerton and Parish to go out and make inspections, including weekly inspections, with respect to alleviating and remediating the issue with respect to the water. That included taking down just the silt fencing and putting up silt silt socks with respect to that in a three pyramid type arrangement, redoing and putting in a berm with respect to fallen trees and other brush, and putting rock dams in so that it would slow the water.